Our guest at the cafe this morning is Pud Kearns with House Warmers of Greenville. Good morning.
Good morning.
Bras for the Cause time is here. We talked about this kind of briefly last time, but now for sure we're getting into it because you have your kickoff event in sight.
Yes, we do. It is time of the year. It's Thursday, August the 23rd from 6:30 to 8 at Landon Winery is when we will do the kickoff and when we will encourage everyone, as we always say, ladies and gentlemen, start your glue guns. And that's kind of when the kickoff of for a lot of people for making bras. Although there's a lot of people that we already are understanding are hard at work on them, which is always wonderful that there's that much enthusiasm in the community.
What happens at the kickoff event?
Well, we make sure that everybody knows what the rules for the year are, and we have completely redone our categories this year. Since our theme is Bras Rock, we have 10 new categories that are all inspired by rock and roll songs and rock and roll type themes. And they range everything from Party On, so it's celebrating a favorite holiday or thing, a patriotic theme that's inspired by Born in the USA. We have Wheels, because after all, rock and roll and wheels go together. Sports, Divas of Rock. And in light of losing one of our great rock divas, I've been thinking, what can my Aretha tribute bra be as well? Names That Rock, which is a celebration of silly things like Ooby Dooby and Wooly Bully.
Roy Orbison, Ooby Dooby, and Sam the Sham, Wooly Bully.
Right, okay. And then Tutti Frutti by Little Richard. Right. You know, some of the great songs with the silly lyrics to them.
Yep.
So those are just a few of the categories we've got this year.
Okay, so kind of a rock and roll oriented theme.
Yes, it's our 10th year, and so we decided we were just going to have fun with it.
10th year.
10th year, it's hard to believe it.
Now, we're talking about the kickoff event on Thursday evening, but, of course, the main event is in October.
Yes, October 11th. And what we have is we've got a six-week period where we're really working hard to get the sponsors that sign up. We have a lot of sponsors that, which are businesses and individuals, that donate $250 or more to help with the event. They're the sponsors. And every penny that is raised and every penny the sponsors donate or anyone donates goes directly to our project. The expenses are all already covered. And so then it's to get people enthusiastic about making their entries. And a lot of people will raise some money for their bras, you know, so that when they bring them in, they're able to turn in money, because the bras that raise the most money get special awards in addition to the best in the categories.
We're talking with Pud Kearns with House Warmers of Greenville and Bras for the Cause, about to get going again with the kickoff event Thursday evening at Landon's Winery. Now, last year, you all, your objective was to provide a CT scanner. 4D,
yes.
CT scanner,
yes.
But you've done that, but that's an ongoing thing, because that's a big piece of
it is. It was over $500,000. This is what we commit. Yeah, you talk about taking a big step. We all took a deep breath and said we can do this, and we were able to make an initial payment of $170,000, which is what we had raised from a couple of projects, a couple of events in the past, and our projects had not cost quite as much. So we had some money that we could go toward a big project. And the hospital said, look, they need it. We're going to go ahead and purchase it, and you can continue to pay on it. So we've made a 5-year pledge to raise the money. So we've got a long way to go still and a lot of hard work ahead of us. But the nice thing is the equipment is in and it's operational. And it's very exciting. What it does is, where a traditional CT scanner takes a photograph of the tumor, this is more like a video, because it actually tracks the breathing. And they can then hook that up with the radiation device and actually make sure that the radiation beam is following the tumor for it, literally right on it. And this is really great when you've got, you know, breast cancer that is on the left side, that's around the heart, or anything that's close to the lungs or to the liver, in any kind of lung cancer or any sort of cancer, because what it'll do is it will stay focused on the tumor and not risk damaging the vital organs around it.
Mm-hmm. And so patients have already been taken advantage of this.
It is used all day, every day. Wow. Everybody is trained on it. It has been operational now for over a month. We had the ribbon cutting on it in early July, and they love it. They're thrilled with how well it's working.
Of course, in the past, you would have to go to Dallas for that kind of technology.
Yes.
Or maybe, I don't know. Maybe.
No. You had to go to Dallas, certainly for 4D CT scanning. And the Cancer Center in Greenville, actually, when Bras for the Cause started, we didn't have all of the technology that we do now. You still had to go to Dallas for a whole lot of it. And now it's in Greenville, and, you know, we've helped bring some of it there. We've paid for the mobile mammography unit that goes around helping find and screen for cancer and for other equipment as well. Mm-hmm. We've done a whole lot of very, very exciting things to save lives.
Well, no question. So the kickoff Thursday evening starting at 6:30.
Yes.
At Landon's.
Landon Winery.
Landon's in downtown Greenville. And then October 11th for the event itself.
Yes, exactly.
Great. And so time to start planning for those
Plug
bras.
In the glue guns. Anybody can make a bra. All the information is on our website and on our Facebook page, which is Bras for the Cause Greenville. And it is free to enter a bra. It is free to attend the event. The way we raise money that night is through votes, and every vote is a dollar. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. All right. Put, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Always enjoy it.
Put Burns with House Warmers of Greenville. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.